Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memar by Avraham Goldar, and today we're Masechta Zuma Daf Samach Zayin, the sixth parak, Shnei Se'iri Yom Kippurim. The pop quiz will be on a separate file. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah describes the Ish Iti's trek to the Azazel cliff, where 10 sukkahs were set up intermittently along the way. Al kol sukkah v'sukkah omrin lo hari mazun hari mayim. At each sukkah they would say to him, here is food and here is drink. That was taught in a braisa. Ma'olam lo husruch adam l'kach. No one ever had a need for this food and drink. So why do they offer it to him? El she'en adom amisha eshul pas basalo lo misha enul pas basalo. Rather, it was offered because the hunger of one who has bread in his basket doesn't compare to the hunger of one who does not have bread in his basket. Point number two is taught in a braisa that originally they would tie the lashon shel zahoris on the doorway of the ulam on the outside. Hilbin hayismechin. If it turned white, they rejoiced. Well, hilbin hayitzavin misbaishin. But if it didn't turn white, they were despondent and ashamed. They therefore institute they should tie it on the door of the ulam on the inside. Va'adayni mitzitzim roim. But people would still peek in and see what happened to it. They therefore institute that they should tie half of the strip on a rock and half of the strip on the goat's horns. Rabbi Nachman bar Papa said in the Merulazah HaKapar, originally, they would tie the strip of red wool on the door of the ulam on the inside. And as soon as the goat reached the wilderness and was pushed off the cliff, the strip would turn white, and they knew that the mitzvah of the seer was complete. As it says in the pasuk, "Im yuchatechem kashanim, kashel gelbinu." If your sins will be like crimson, they will become white like snow. And point number three was taught in the braisa, Azazel she'azva kasha. The term Azazel indicates that the mountain should be harsh and rugged. Rashi explains the word El means strong. It might be thought that the seer can be sent to a mountain in a populated place. The Torah therefore states, Bemidbar, in the wilderness, Umanayin shebetzuk, and from where do we know that it must be a cliff? The Torah therefore states, Gezera, meaning cut sharply, such as a cliff. A braisa was taught in the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, Azazel she'mechapra maisa uzava Azazel. The term Azazel indicates that it atones for the act of Uzzah and Azazel. Rashi explains that this refers to the two Malachim of destruction who descended to earth in the days of Naamah, the sister of Tuvalkain, and proceeded to cohabit with the daughters of men. They represent the sin of adultery for which the Seir comes to atone. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah describes the Ish Iti's trek to the Azazel cliff, where 10 sukkahs were set up intermittently along the way. At each sukkah, they would say to him, here is food and here is drink. It was taught in a braisa. No one ever had a need for this food and drink. So why did they offer it to him? Rather, it was offered because the hunger of one who has bread in his basket doesn't compare to the hunger of one who does not have bread in his basket. Point number two is taught in a braisa that originally they would tie the lashon shel zahoris on the doorway of the ulam on the outside. Hilbin hayismechin. If it turned white, they rejoiced. Well, hilbin hayitzavin spaishin. But if it didn't turn white, they were despondent and ashamed. They therefore instituted that they should tie on the door of the ulam on the inside. V'adayinim mitzitzim roim. But people would still peek in and see what happened to it. Hiskinu she'akoshin oso chetzio b'selo. V'chetzio ben karnav. They therefore instituted they should tie half of the strip on a rock and half of the strip on the goat's horns. Rabbi Nachman bar Papa said in the name of Rebbe Elazar HaKapar, originally, they would tie the strip of red wool on the door of the ulam on the inside. The kaven shegia sira midbar hayamal bin biyadu shenas mitzvaso. And as soon as the goat reached the wilderness and was pushed off the cliff, the strip would turn white, and they knew that the mitzvah of the seer was completed, as it says in the pasuk, "Im yuchateechem kashanim kashel gelbinu." If your sins will be like crimson, they'll become white like snow. And point number three is taught in a braisa azazel she is za'az v'kasha. The term azazel indicates that the mountain should be harsh and rugged. Rashi explains the word el means strong. It might be thought that the seer can be sent to a mountain in a populated place. The Torah therefore states, Bamidbar in the wilderness, Umanayin shebetzuk, and from where do we know that it must be a cliff? The Torah therefore states, Gezer, meaning cut sharply, such as a cliff. A braisa was taught in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Azazel shemechapra maisa uzava azazel. The term Azazel indicates that it atones for the act of Uzzah and Azazel. Rashi explains that this refers to the two Malachim of destruction, who descend to earth in the days of Naamah, the sister of Tuvalkain, and proceed to cohabit with the daughters of men. They represent the sin of adultery for which the Seir comes to atone. All right, so now we go to Simcha Daf Samach Zayin, and this simcha was suggested to us by Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York, and Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey. They both suggest that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The ravenous Bachrim at the barbecue, sitting at tables laden with baskets of bread, keenly watch in anticipation for the red strip meat indicator to turn white, while enjoying their view from on top of the harsh and rugged mountain next to a cliff. Once again, it's Lemotion. The ravenous Bachrim at the barbecue, that must be more in Daf, Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The ravenous Bachrim at the barbecue, sitting at tables laden with baskets of bread, which reminds us, the next mission describes the Ish-Iti's trek to the Azazel cliff, where 10 sukkahs were set up intermittently along the way, and at each sukkah they would say to him, Hari Mazon, Hari Maim, here's food and here's drink. Now, it's taught in a braisa that no one ever had a need for this food and drink, so why did they offer it to him? Elo she'enu doma mi she'eshu pas b'salo l'mi she'enu pas b'salo. Rather, it was offered because the hunger of one who has bread in his basket doesn't compare to the hunger of one who does not have bread in his basket. So the ravenous Bachrim at the barbecue, sitting at tables laden with baskets of bread, keenly watching in anticipation for the red strip meat indicator to turn white. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that originally they would tie the Lashon Shel Zohoris on the doorway with the on the outside, and if it turned white, they rejoiced, but if it didn't turn white, they were despondent and ashamed. They therefore instituted they should tie it on the door of the Ulam on the inside, but people would still peek in and see what happened to it. They therefore instituted they should tie half of the strip on a rock and half of the strip on the goat's horns. Rabbi Nachum Bar Papa said, and then Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, originally they would tie the strip of red wool on the door of the Ulam on the inside, and as soon as the goat reached the wilderness and was pushed off the cliff, the strip would turn white, and they knew that the mitzvah of the seer was complete. As it says in the pasuk, "Im yuchatechem kashanim kashel yelbinu." If your sins will be like crimson, they'll become white like snow. So the ravenous Bachrim at the barbecue, sitting at tables laden with baskets of bread, keenly watched in anticipation for the red strip meat indicator to turn white, while enjoying their view from on top of the harsh and rugged mountain next to a cliff. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa Azazel Shia Az Vakasha. The term Azazel indicates that the mountain should be harsh and rugged. It might be thought that the seer can be sent to a mountain in a populated place. The Torah therefore states, Bemidbar, in the wilderness, Umanayin Shebetzuk, and from where do we know that it must be a cliff? The Torah therefore states, Gezerah, meaning cut sharply, such as a cliff. A braisa was taught in the Yeshiva of Ishmael, Azazel, Shemechapra Maisa Uzza Ba'Azael. The term Azazel indicates that it atones for the act of Uzzah and Azael. Rashi explains that this refers to the two Malachim of destruction who descended to earth in the days of Naamah, the sister of Tubal Cain, and proceeded to cohabit with the daughters of man. They represent the sin of adultery for which the Seir comes to atone. So once again, the ravenous Bachrim at the barbecue, sitting at tables laden with baskets of bread, keenly watched in anticipation for the red strip meat indicator to turn white, while enjoying their view from on top of the harsh and rugged mountain next to a cliff. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Samech Gimel. So the symbol of Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The segue tour, that must mean we're on Daf Samech Gimel. The segue tour of the Sir Lazaze outdoor exhibit, past two shechted Yom Kippur goats and a Pesach shechted stam, which reminds on Daf Samech Beis Amun Beis, Rav Chisda said that one is chai for shechting the two goats before the lottery outside of the base of Migdash, even though they're not fit at that time for the type of carbon for which they are designated, since each could be offered for a different type of carbon, such as the musaf. The Gemara here asks if, in fact, Rav Chisda holds to the principle of Hoyle based on another statement of his, where he says that if one shechted a Pesach outside the temple during the rest of the year, if he shechted it not for its own sake, but for the sake of a shlamim, he is chayev. This implies that if he had shechted it stam, with no intent at all, it would be considered lishmo, and he would be pater. Now, why would this be so? Let us apply Hoyle and say that since it's fit, if it were not offered for its own sake, but as a shlamim, he should be chayiv if he shechts it outside without specific intention. The Gemara answers that this is not a valid comparison. Hasan boy akira, hai will boy akira. The Pesach requires a conscious uprooting of its designation as a Pesach to a shlamim, and until this occurs, the animal is not fit to be offered inside. The goat of Yom Kippur, however, does not require a conscious uprooting of its designation for it to be used as a chatas. Rashi explains that this is because the inner goat and the goat brought as a musaf are both chatas offering. So the segue tour of the Sir Lazaza outdoor exhibit, past two shechted Yom Kippur coats, and a Pesach shechted stam, and a Sir Lazazel that was not exclusive to Hashem, which reminds the Gemara seeks the source for the ruling on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, that if one shechted their Sir Lazazel outside the Beis of Migdash after the lottery was drawn, he's pater. So it was taught in a braisa, the pasuk regarding the prohibition of shechting outside the Beis of Migdash says, and to the entrance of the Omod he did not bring it to offer as an offering to Hashem. One might think to include the Sir Lazazel in the prohibition, given that it's fit to be brought to the Omod for the drawing of the lots. The Torah therefore states, Lashem, to offer as an offering to Hashem, implying specifically Mishum Yuchadim Hashem, those animals that are designated exclusively for Hashem, excluding the Sar Lazazel, which is not designated exclusively for Hashem, but is sent to Azazel. So the segue tour of the Sar Lazazel outdoor exhibit past two shechted Yom Kippur goats and a Pesach shechted stam and a Sar Lazazel that was not exclusive to Hashem, while a little boy was being told his seven-day-old goat wasn't eligible yet to be tossed down the cliff. Which reminds the Gemara brought a braisa that taught that the source in an animal less than 8 days old cannot be designated as a Sar Lazazel, as the pasuk that states, and from the 8th day on, Yeratzel Karban Ishel Hashem, it shall be acceptable for a fire offering to Hashem. the word Lashem is coming to include Aser Lazazel, that it too cannot be brought from an animal that is less than 8 days old. The Gemara says that this implies that if the Torah had not specifically included the Aser Lazazel in the prohibition, one would have thought it could be sent out even though it's premature. Now, how could this be? The lottery cannot assign a goat for Hashem unless it's fit to be offered to Hashem. And since it's not known which goat will be selected for Hashem, both of them need to be eligible and at least 8 days old. The Gemara presents a number of answers. One answer is that the Tanna's Rabbi Shimon, who holds that if one of the goats died after the lots were cast, another goat is brought without casting lots. The Pasuk is needed to teach that even in such a case, the Azazel goat must be at least 8 days old. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent, that must be more in Daf Samach Dalet. This secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they pushed animals off a cliff as their form of Shechita, which reminds us, the Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis asks why the Torah need to teach that a Aser Lazazel cannot be premature, and two answers are given. So on this Daf, Rava says it's needed in a case in which one who sold the goat to the temple had a seriously ill person in the house, and he slaughtered the mother of this goat on Yom Kippur in order to feed that person. The Pasuk is coming to teach that the offspring of that goat may not be used as a Aser Lazazel, since it's not permitted to be Shechta until the next day, due to the prohibition of shechting a mother animal and its son on the same day. In this sense, it's considered premature. The Gemara objects to this answer. The Torah said only, you shall not shecht an animal and its offspring on the same day. And this, referring to shoving the goat off the cliff, is not shechita. The Gemara answers that they say in the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, shoving the goat off the cliff is tantamount to shechita. So the secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they pushed animals off a cliff as their form of shechita, snuck inside while two shochnim argued about whether live animals can be rejected. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph stated that if a goat died after the lots were cast, the Kohen Gadol must bring another pair and cast lots upon them. And if the one for Azazel died, he should say, let the one upon which the lot for Azazel fell take its place, Vasheni Yireh Ad Shista Ev, and the second goat should then be left to graze until it becomes blemished. The Gemara brings about Chokas here regarding which goat is called the second one. Rav says, the second goat of the first pair should be offered, and the second goat of the second pair shall graze. Rabbi Yochanan says, the second goat of the first pair should graze, and the second goat of the second pair should be offered. The Gemara explains that Rav holds Baal Chaim Einan Nidchim. Living things do not become permanently rejected from the Mizbech. Once the goat for Azazel was replaced, the first goat for Hashem becomes valid again. Rabbi Yochanan holds Baal Chaim Nidchim. Living things can become permanently rejected. When the goat for Azazel died, its mate became permanently disqualified, and the goat from the second pair must be used. So the secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they push animals off a cliff as their form of shechita, snuck inside while two shochtim argue about whether live animals can be rejected, and intercepted a message with the cryptic words, it shall be stood alive. Which reminds us, Rav has said a precise reading of our Mishnah accords with Rav, while Bryce accords with Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah taught they should say that if the one for Hashem died, let the one upon which the lot for Hashem take its place. This implies that only the dead goat for Hashem is replaced, while the other one for Azazel remains ready to be offered. The Bryce that supports Rabbi Yochanan says that when the Pasuk states, referring to the Azazel goat, Yamud Chai V'Losh Chaver Omeis, it shall be stood alive, it implies, but not that its fellow goat died. If the goat for Hashem died, the original Azazel goat is no longer fit for service. The Gemara asks how the words, it shall be stood alive, imply this ruling, and answers, Yamud Chai V'Loshekvar Amud. The words, shall be stood alive, in the future tense, imply that it stands now for the first time, and not that it stood previously. Daf Samachay, so the Simmer Samachay is sheep. So here goes. It was a hard day for the flock of sheep. Sheep, that must be more Daf Samachay. It was a hard day for the flock of sheep when they watched their friend the Seir Azazel die before the blood applications of the Seir Hashem were done. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph stated that the Rebbe Yehuda said, "Mesa Mishtoleach Yishafech Adam." If the Seir Azazel died before the blood of the Seir Hashem could be sprinkled, the blood of the Seir for Hashem must be poured out. The Gemara here adds that it's understandable that when the blood of the Seir for Hashem spilled, that the Seir Azazel must be left to die, because the mitzvah of the Seir Hashem, referring to the throwing of its blood, has not yet been carried out. But in the case in which the Seir Azazel died, why must be replaced such that a new lottery needs to be carried out and the blood of the Seir Hashem spilled out? The mitzvah of the Seir Azazel has already been carried out. The only avoda that is essential for the Seir Azazel is the performance of the lottery. The Gemara answers that it was said in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai that the pasuk concerning the Seir Azazel states, Yamud Chai Lifnei Hashem Mechaper. It shall be stood alive before Hashem to atone. This implies that it's necessary to be alive Ad Shas Matan Damin Shal Chavero, until the blood applications of its fellow goat, which affects Kapara, are completed. If the Seir HaZazel dies beforehand, a new goat must be brought to complete the Yom Kippur Avodah. So it was a hard day for the flock of sheep when they watched their friend, the Seir HaZazel, die before the blood applications of the Seir HaShem were done, and then heard that the par and seer that were lost and found cannot be used next year. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a brisa with reputed rules that in a case where residents of a town sent their Moxie Shekel coin to the base of Migdash, and they were subsequently lost and then found after other coins were contributed, the original coins are credited to the contributors for the following year. Rava said the Rebbe Yudah holds Chovos Shoshana Zo, Kreves Shoshana Haba. Obligations designated for this year may be offered during the following year. Abai challenged Rava's explanation from Yudah from Abraisa, where Rebbe Yudah ruled that in a case where the par and the seer of Yom Kippur were lost and then found after others were separated and offered in their place, Kulon Yamusu, all the original animals should be left to die. According to Rava's explanation, these animals should be left for the following year. The Gemara will bring three resolutions that are rejected. So it was a hard day for the flock of sheep when they watched their friend, the Seir HaZazel, die before the blood applications of the Seir HaShem were done, and then heard that the par and seer that were lost and found cannot be used next year, even though old funds may be used for Kabbanat Tzibur. Which reminds us, Rava responded to Abai that the Yom Kippur par and seer are different than the Shkalim since they are Kabbanat Tzibur, which are purchased with funds purchased from the Trumas Lishka, and starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they may not be purchased with last year's funds. This is in accordance with the teaching of Rabbi Tavi in the name of Rabbi Yoshi regarding the pasuk that states, Zos os Chodesh b'chadsho b'chadshei hashana. This is in the Ol of Rosh Chodesh at its renewal for the months of the year. The Torah is teaching that Chadesh v'havli karpim v'truma chadasha, renew the sacrificial service and bring me an offering from a new separation, meaning from funds from the newly collected Shkalim. This is the reason that found animals may not be used for the Yom Kippur Avodah the following year. The Gemara brings a number of objections, one being that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that while it's a mitzvah to bring the offerings from the new funds, if one brought them from the old funds, he has fulfilled his chiyuv, just not in the optimal way. Daf Samach Vav. So the Simmer Daf Samach Vav is sewing and we use a tailor. So here goes. The old-fashioned tailor's guild, that must be more on Daf Samach Vav for sewing. The old-fashioned tailor's guild, known for its strict rule, forbidding selling last year's Yom Kippur sweaters, lest one wear it on the wrong day, which reminds us, Rava presents an alternative answer why Rabbi Yehuda does not permit the lost par and seer of Yom Kippur that were subsequently found to be used the following year. He says, it is a gezer mishum tekala, a decree out of concern for a mishap that might be committed with the animals should they be kept alive. The Gemara clarifies that the concern is a tekala de hakrava, a concern that someone might get preoccupied with them and accidentally bring them as karbanis before Yom Kippur. However, there is no concern of a tekala de hakrava for animals that are sent to graze, which are not fit for offering, because one will not be preoccupied with them to come to offer them improperly. So the old-fashioned tailor's guild, known for its strict rule, forbidding selling last year's Yom Kippur sweaters lest one wear it on the wrong day, made a proclamation that any member who did not carry a sick goat on his shoulder, which reminds us, the next mission is to discuss the confession that the Kohen Gadol says on the Sir Mishtaleach and the process for sending the goat out of the base of Migdash. The Gemara brings a brisa that presents three questions which were presented to Rabbi Eliezer, and in each case he was evasive in answering. Number one, if the goat became sick, what is the halacha as to whether the designee should carry it out to the cliff on his shoulder? Number two, if the one designated to send it out took sick, what is the halacha as to whether he should send it out through someone else? And number three, if he shoved the goat off the cliff and it did not die, what is the halacha as to whether he must go down and kill it? The Chamim answered that if the goat became sick, he should carry it on his shoulders. If the designee became sick, he should send it out through someone else. And if the goat did not die, he should go down and kill it. Another Bryce explains that Rabbi Eliezer was not being evasive because he didn't know how to respond. Rather, it's because he would not say anything that he'd never heard from his Rebbe. So the old-fashioned tailor's guild, known for its strict rule, forbidding selling last year's Yom Kippur sweaters lest one wear it on the wrong day, made a proclamation that any member who did not carry a sick goat on his shoulder would get one of three alternative punishments for the same sin. Which reminds me, it was taught in the Braisa that a wise woman asked Rabbi Eliezer, since the various acts of serving the eagle are equally prohibited, why were the deaths of those who served it not the same? Well, she explains that there were three types of deaths, the sword, a plague, and hydrokin, a swelling of the stomach. Rabbi Eliezer was evasive. The Gemara brings Malchokas, Rabban Levi, regarding the reason. One said that the one who slaughtered a carbon or burned incense was killed by the sword. If he embraced or kissed it, he was killed by the plague. And if he was inwardly happy that people served it, he was punished with hydrokin. The other one explained that those who had Edim and Hasra were killed by the sword. If they just had Edim, they died by the plague. And if they had neither, they died by hydrokin. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.